Live from NPR News, I'm Noor Rahm. Democratic leaders are finalizing the schedule for the upcoming Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump. The House impeached Trump earlier this month on one article for his role in inciting extremists to storm the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
The nine House impeachment managers will present and read the article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have reached a tentative agreement to start the trial the week of February 8th. The time in between will allow Trump's legal team to respond to the article and prepare a defense, which is consistent with previous trial proceedings. Democrats are trying to confirm as many of President Biden's cabinet nominees as possible before the trial begins. Senate rules require the trial to start at 1 p.m. every day, 6 days a week, excluding Sundays, and go until a verdict is reached. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Retired General Lloyd Austin was sworn in as the Secretary of Defense today. He's the first black person to hold that job. He was confirmed by the Senate today by a vote of 93-2. After that body approved a waiver of the rule that prohibits anyone from serving as defense chief until they've been out of the military for 7 years. President Biden took executive action today to speed relief to people hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. His orders would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and protect the civil service system. Biden says his actions will help tens of millions of families.
A lot of America is hurting. The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The administration is emphasizing the executive orders are not a substitute for an additional stimulus package beyond the $4 trillion that's already been approved. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say people can wait as long as 6 weeks to get their COVID-19 booster shot for the coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
Everyone is supposed to get two vaccine shots, one to get their immune systems revved up and a booster 3 or 4 weeks later to give them the maximum protection. But the CDC is now saying it's okay to give the booster 6 weeks later in, quote, exceptional situations. The CDC doesn't define what those exceptional situations may be and is stressing that the best strategy is to stick to the way the vaccines have been proven to work best. But the change could give the new Biden administration flexibility if vaccine supplies are running short. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A baseball icon has died. Hank Aaron died this morning in Atlanta at the age of 86. Aaron was one of the greatest and most powerful hitters in baseball history. He was an all-star in 21 of his 23 seasons. And he memorably broke Babe Ruth's career home run record in 1974. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
From 1954 to 76, Hank Aaron was a dominant and consistent presence in Major League Baseball. All but two seasons were spent with the Milwaukee and then Atlanta Braves. He was most valuable player in 1957, but truly became a national figure on an April night in 1974.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
With that home run, Aaron broke the all-time record held by the legendary Babe Ruth. In the lead-up to that moment, Aaron, an African-American, had endured thousands of racist letters and taunts. He once said they only made him more determined. Hank Aaron is being remembered today not just for his on-field skills, but also his humility and decency. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Legal sales of recreational marijuana began in Arizona today. Arizona is now the 15th state to legalize the substance. People aged 21 and older are allowed to grow their own plants and legally possess up to an ounce of marijuana. Medical marijuana has been legal in Arizona since 2010. The Republican governor and GOP leaders had opposed legalization, but 60% of the voters approved the measure in November. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News.